But I assume by now everyone got a chance to see the Tosafos. You have a volunteer to read? Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, so we're doing the Tosos on Daf Beis and Beis in Maseches Arachin. A short little Tosos. So Tosos right here on Beis and Beis, a little short Tosos, says the following. Aviv lokech lo tefillin.
Aviv lokech lo tefillin. We got a tzitzis lo nakam.
Well, how did the Gemara get to that? I mean, how did Tosos get to this discussion? So the Gemara says, Hakol chayevim besukkah. Lisuye mai, lisuye katan shenot tzarech li'imo. Tetznan, katan shenot tzarech li'imo chayev besukkah. What does it come to include when you tell me hakol? Everyone's included in sukkah. Well, who's everybody? Oh, even a katan. Well, what kind of katan? Cotton that doesn't, that no longer needs his mother. Now, what does that mean? Doesn't need his mother, right? Everybody needs their mother. Which means they're not reliant on the mother to be fed or maybe to be cleaned. Like Rashi says, "Mefarsh b'masechas sukkah daf chalchas ambeis sheneir mishenasov eino kore ima." Right? If you're old enough that when you wake up, the first thing you say is not necessarily call for your mother. Right? Kids, sometimes, no matter if they need the mother or not, as soon as they wake up, they call for the mother. Right? So you still do that? So maybe you... Pater from saying the sukkah. But you're not a cotton.
Nice.
But you're not a cotton.
Wait, I thought...
This is a cotton. This is specifically a cotton. Cotton she'ino tzarech li'imo. Cotton she'ino tzarech li'imo chay b'sukkah.
I need to move to
the dorms. Hakol chayevin v'lulov. Are you in? Is that squared away?
No, not even close.
Wow.
Did you continue to close?
Yeah, but I just wanted to tell you the rest of the Gemara. So the rest of the Gemara says, Hakochayev melulav, lisuye mai, lisuye cotton, hayadelananea. As we saw, titznan cotton hayadelananea, chayev lulav. Hakol chayevim betzitzis. Everyone's chayevim tzitzis. What does that come to include? Lisuye cotton hayadelasatev. That comes to include a katan who knows how to be misatev. Titanya, katan hayadeh lesatev, chayev betzitzis. Hakol chayev mitfilin. Again, what does that include? Katan hayadeh leshmar tfilin. Titanya, katan hayadeh leshmar tfilin, oviv lokech tfilin. You get the general idea, right? Yes?
General idea?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So take a look at Tosos now. Oviv lokech tfilin. Avil lokech tefillin. Everyone sees it? Small tosos, beis and beis.
We got betzitzis lo nakos lishna drokeach.
So tosos has a kasha. What's his kasha?
Doesn't say lokeach lo betzitzis.
Right, so how come with regard to these other mitzvahs, it simply says, you're chayiv to do mitzvah X, you're chayiv to do mitzvah Y. When it comes to tefillin, it says that the point when the child is of the proper age, as measured by his ability to be shown with a tefillin, then what? The father must acquire for him tefillin. Right, why doesn't it use, and again, the lashon here is very important. Tosafos lashon is very important. Okay. So let's see, how does Tosafos answer this? And it's how come by Talas, it says, you just chayev. And over here by Tefillin, it says you have to. You have to get for him. So we've mentioned different approaches to this already. Tosafos has two answers here.
Nami yachol, destama talas yeshlo.
Demestama talas yeshlo. So how come with regard to talas and lulav it doesn't use this lashon? Well, we'll tell you. By talas, presumably the kid has a garment. The kid has a cloak. He has some type of garment that he's wearing. So you don't have to get that for him. Right? Okay. Just have to instruct him that it has to be worn. Alright, stop there. I'll be honest, the talus issue, the way it's resolved is a little, it's funny. He's saying basically just the metzias, that the kid already has a talus, so therefore you don't have to write lokeach lo talus. It's hard for us to try to really explain what that means. But he's saying otherwise it would be shayach to have that lashon. Right? The answer is that it's only not used because the assumption is he has it ready. But if he didn't have it ready, he should say it.
That makes sense. I mean, I thought this makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a
baggage.
It's a baggage.
Yeah.
It's clothes.
Right, but still the tzitzis. I mean, you still have to put the tzitzis on. They're not walking around with the tzitzis necessarily.
Right.
But you're right. That's what I assume it means also, that you don't need to tell me get the kid a cloak, get the kid a tunic, whatever it was that they wore that had four corners. I don't need to tell you that because the kid's walking around. He's not naked. So since that's the case, we know already that he's dressed. So just have to tell him he's chayav in tzitzis. So
that was something.
The Lashon would really seem to, right. Lashon seems to be speaking to the acquisition of the major Chafza. Since right, that's out already, so now I just have to instruct him what he has to do vis-a-vis that Chafza. Good. Okay. But again, I mean, this presupposes that had it not been for that fact, it would be proper. What's the matter?
No, there's something on
there. Oh, what about Lulav? How come it doesn't say a kid doesn't walk around with a Lulav all year? Which kid has a lulav? Not every kid has a lulav. So why do we tell them chayiv and lulav, but not you must acquire a lulav for your son? Because what?
Yotze with his father.
Tosa says because you don't need to get him a lulav. You don't need to get him a lulav to be yotze. He can be yotze with the lulav of the father. Okay, so the whole question: what happens once you give it to the cotton? How do you get it back, or how do you give it to the cotton? That's a separate issue. That's not our issue now. But the point is that the cotton, or anyone for that matter, could technically be yotze with someone else's. So I don't necessarily need to go out and get him his own lulav. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Could be yotze with someone else's lulav.
Inami mishum de tefillin de mehein yikarin shayach behu lakicha.
Okay. Second answer.
The tefillin's expensive.
Tefillin are very expensive, and therefore what?
To go out and buy it for him.
And therefore that's not what Tosa says. Therefore, shayach behu lakicha. Shaykh Bahulakicha. Makes sense to say with regard to that, Lakicha. Right? It makes sense with regard to the tefillin to tell you have to be lokeach it for him. So let's break it down. Let's start with the first answer. What's Tosa saying in the first answer? Let's put the talus aside for a moment. And as between Lulav and Tefillin. As between Lulav and Tefillin, the question is, why doesn't the Gemara use the lashon of Oviv lokeach lo lulav? Two answers. Answer number one is because it can be yotze with someone else's. Answer number two, because it's tefillin are very costly, therefore it makes sense to say lakicha. Let's just focus on answer number one. What's Tosa's telling us? All right, so Heshi's saying correctly that what Tosa's appears to be saying is that there's a distinction between the two mitzvahs. There are different types of mitzvahs. The mitzvah of lulav is a mitzvah that you do at a specific time during the day, and that's it. It's over. How do you avail yourself of a lulav? You could get it from someone else. You could borrow from somebody else, or you could use your father's lulav. Father could give it to him. So in terms of the father's obligation of chinuch, well, let's put it this way, because Tosos might not agree with that formulation. In terms of the chiv of chinuch, whatever the obligation it is, do I necessarily need as the child to have my own lulav? To be yotze mitzvah mitoras chinuch? No. As far as the Torah is concerned, I'm pater. The Rabbanah came along and said, you know what, you're a certain age, you should really start doing this mitzvah. Fine. How do I do the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to take a lulav. Okay, lakachtam lachem, so maybe I have to take a lulav in such a way that it's really mine. But we know you could do that with various methods of kinyanim. I could take a lulav and I could have it be mine for the purpose of the mitzvah. I could be yotze. But what's the mitzvah with tefillin?
So it's a continuous mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah. Just a
yeah, what am I going to do? How am I going to get the kid to be yotze? Again, either I'm the father and I have to be mechanechim, or I'm the child and I have to do it b'toras chinuch. How am I going to do the mitzvah of tefillin with someone else's tefillin? Not possible. It's not possible.
You can't do a kinyan on tefillin?
No, but whose tefillin am I going to use? And when am I going to wear them?
The father's tefillin.
Father's wearing his tefillin.
So it's only a matter of time.
It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of the nature of the mitzvah. It's not just a time issue. You're right. I mean, practically, it boils down to a time issue. There is no time. Why is there no time? Because the mitzvah is to wear the tefillin all day. Yes, true. Today, as Ma'an said, we don't do this. But in a perfect world, that's the way the mitzvah would be done.
So you could use it when the dad's in the restroom.
That's the mitzvah of chinuch. I'm going to tell the kid, this is the way you do the mitzvah. When I have to take off my tefillah and to go to the Beis HaKiseh, you come and put on tefillah.
That's right. Especially
the
father doesn't know how to
use
them on.
Yeah.
That's why
he's not
the king.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think. I'm sorry. No. I mean, you're saying in jest, I think, right?
No. I meant free will.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's the way the king. That's the way.
There's a way to fulfill the obligation for the son. You could put it on for 1 minute, say Shema or whatever, and.
No, but again, that's not the mitzvah. That's what we're saying. The mitzvah is not just to put it on for a moment. The mitzvah is to put it on and wear it all day. Right?
Yep. Fine. So you have to have practically two objects.
That's right.
If there were some other mitzvah, like if lulav took 10 hours to do, then you would have to have two lulavs. If lulav took the entire day.
Right. If the nature of the mitzvah of lulav was that you needed a lulav all day. That's true. We saw previously that the minhag of some people was to take it from here, right? The minhag in Yerushalayim was they would carry it with them all day. They would do this. They had the lulav. Okay, that seems to be more of a minhag. But in terms of the mitzvah, in terms of the chiyav, in terms of the way the mitzvah had to be done, the tefillah had to be worn all day. The lulav was not like that. Okay, so that's the first answer. What about the second answer? What about the second answer?
That it's too expensive, so therefore the father takes it for him.
It's expensive, and therefore it makes sense to say that your father has to be lokeach. What does that say about the other things? Does the father have to get him lulav?
No.
Yes.
Because he could do it with his... If it was expensive, he could just do it with his father.
If it was expensive...
We get rid of that because he could just...
Forget about the first answer now. Let's forget about the first answer. There's a different approach now. Mm-hmm. Again, the question was, why does it say Oviv Lokeach Lo? Why did it use the Lashon of Lokeach? By one, not the other. So what are you saying?
No, nothing.
No, you were onto something.
No, I didn't think it through, though.
Okay, that's a separate problem. What do you think?
This is like a real question. It's just when I'm practical, it's expensive because some people can't just find talent. Now there's a chiyuv. The chiyuv is willing the father to buy tefillin. Because the son can't just, oh, here, I'll find a lulav. Do that, but you can't just say, I'll find tefillin.
Well, what about lulav? According to this Tosfos, what about lulav? Does the father have to get him a lulav?
Yep.
Sounds like the father still has to get him a lulav.
According to the second answer?
Even according to the second answer. The father would have to get him a talis. But he has a talis, right? So I don't need to tell you that. Right? The father has to get him a lulav.
No, according to the second answer, it seems that the only reason why the father needs to get it is because it's expensive. So if it weren't an expensive item, then he wouldn't need to get it for him.
You get it on his own.
Yeah.
You think that's what it means?
I mean, when I was reading through it, that's what I thought.
What
does it mean? Shayach? What's Tosfos Lashon again? Since the mehem yikarim.
Shayach
b'hu l'kicha. It makes sense to say with regard to that, l'kicha.
Right, because it's expensive. So if it weren't expensive, then we wouldn't say l'kicha by it.
We wouldn't say l'kicha.
Because it's not expensive, we don't say l'kicha.
Right.
So by lulav.
So the 10-year-old kid is expected to go out and get his own lulav. Because it's not expensive. Now, is that what you're saying?
I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know. That seems like too much. It's too much. You're telling me the kid has a chiyuv of chinuch, or there is a chiyuv of chinuch, and part of that chiyuv is that the kid has to go out and get the lulav by himself. But by tefillin, it's very expensive, so that can't be part of the chiyuv. I don't think you're on the wrong track. I just think you're. You know, what would you say?
That one would think that. If something's very expensive, you don't actually need to get it at all.
See, I was thinking more along those lines. In other words, the Tosfos is telling you that the Talmud needs to tell you l'kicha in some cases. It needs to tell you l'kicha.
Because if you didn't have l'kicha, you wouldn't get it.
Right, maybe you'd say, well, that's it. It's very expensive. So I'm not going to do it. No. What? Maybe. Maybe you'd say it's butter. No, so listen, just chinuch, a lulav, of course, I have to get the kid a lulav because he has to do a mitzvah. But a lulav is very affordable. All right, so I'll get him a lulav. A talis, no big deal. I'll get him a talis, no big deal. Why does it say that aviv lo keach lo? Because maybe you don't have me to think not.
That's a funny comment just because it's so arbitrary.
You mean expense?
Yeah, it's all relative.
I mean, for that some person, film might not be expensive. I mean, sounds like Tosa's saying it is objectively right. Demay and Mikar.
Like people spend what they spend on for film, what the film costs, what they spend on a lulav. So that's just like a funny.
A lulav? I don't know.
A lulav, that's an investor.
Yeah?
Well, the whole package.
That's hard.
$120, but it's filling.
You're not getting someone for $100 anything.
$2,000 if you want to do a nice pair.
Right? Huh?
A couple thousand if you want a decent pair.
I mean, you can get probably a good pair of tefillin for less than that, but tefillin do go up into the
thousands.
No, but there's all those like Hasidic stories and everything. And we go out and there's one little bit in the whole town.
Oh, that's another thing.
I'm just saying, it's not like they come free.
Oh, so one second. So
in Europe, it was tough to get.
That's true. It's a recent phenomenon that everyone has their own little Nesser. Yes, yeah, that's true.
I
it wasn't always that way.
Look, so I don't understand. It seems like it's totally relative.
Which is the tefillin? Still, the tefillin is still more expensive than. The reason why they didn't have lulav and esrog was not because it was expensive. The reason they didn't have lulav and esrog was because they lived in places where they just didn't grow.
Right.
They couldn't get it.
Therefore, was very expensive to get.
I know, but that's not inherent. It's not inherent.
The rarity of the items in the fulfillment are just.
No, the reason why that's.
The rarity of the item in lulav and esrog is inherent.
That's not why. Tefillin is expensive because it's labor intensive.
Yeah.
100%. It takes hours and hours and hours to make a pair of tefillin. Every step of the process takes hours. Before you even have the leather that you could use to make the batim, it takes hours. You have to, shech the animal and skin the animal and then prepare the hide, remove all the hair, prepare the hides. It all has to be done l'shma. You have to cut it to size, then you have to, dry it out, then you have to do the X. You have to form it, then you have to dry it out. You have to do this, you have to form it, you have to dry it. Each step takes weeks. And you need to have skilled labor.
I've been wondering, from a
biological...
Yeah.
Not a joke.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, from a...
Okay. Listen to this. I just want to share this Bach with you. I think it's sort of along the lines of something that Chaim was saying, perhaps unintentionally. What happened? Who just... You started laughing now? About that?
Once he took out the pad.
Oh, that was all... It was all over after they got the pad.
Yeah,
you know, Zach can't really appreciate what happens when he makes those jokes. Can you show me your pad? Just say, I feel bad. He doesn't know about the pad. He has a pad where he writes down all of his witticisms. Yeah. I think he's on the second one already.
Well,
no?
No. Well, I mean,
at least the second one. There's more than two. Yeah,
this is the fourth.
Thing. The fourth one.
But the other two were done prior to Yeshiva. So it's the second in the Yeshiva.
Okay, yeah.
But two a year you did.
Listen to this Bach. The Bachs are like this. Katan hayodei lishmar tefillin, oviv chayev liknos lo tefillin. The lashon that the Torah uses is liknos, right? The Torah says, katan hayodei lishmar tefillin, oviv chayev liknos lo tefillin, lachancho. Father has to buy him tefillin to be mechanechim. Says the Bach. This is a brisa at the end of Luv HaGazel. Katan yadei lananeya chai b'luv. L'satev chai b'tzitzis. L'shmar tefillin. Oviv lo keach lo tefillin. Pirish Rashi. Chai b'luv l'chancho midivreya. So we said that Rashi's of the opinion, just leave it. Rashi's of the opinion that the father has the obligation to be mechanech the child. Just, by the way, just... I don't know if we'll get to it, not today, but if we ever have a chance to revisit it. This is a Rashi Tosos Machlokas L'shitasam. The Machlokas in Masachas Brachos on Memches between Rashi and Tosos regarding the nature of the Chiyuv of Chinuch. Whose Chiyuv is it? Is it the Chiyuv of the child himself? Okay, the father practically has to help out, but the Chiyuv of Chinuch isn't really, essentially, on the child. Meaning, one day you're going to be chayav in this mitzvah midaraisa. Now the rabbanon stepped in and said, "Now you must do it midirabbanon." That's one possibility. That's the shita of Tosos. Rashi says no. Rashi says the chiyuv is on the father. The father has the chiyuv to train the child. Yeah, you have a question? He has to train to do the mitzvah. It's a separate kiyum.
It's not teaching.
You mean my as a father?
My question is like how could a kid teach?
No, he means that he's doing it to learn how to do it properly. He's doing it so that he'll be more melumad in this mitzvah at the point when he becomes chayiv in it. He's not learning Torah, but he's learning how to do the mitzvah.
And
yes.
Learning to listen to the Rabbana.
Yeah.
Show the
Torah. All right, that's you can say that by every Rabbana. That's a question by every Rabbana.
No, so for the kid, that's a
derayah. That's what I'm saying. That's every Rabbana has a prohibition of los osor.
Right.
So yeah, so there's someone to say that every time you violate a darabanan, you're also violating a daraisa. Kids put their you mean how did the rabbanan impose upon him a
circular?
That's what you're asking. Yeah. You're saying, how could the rabbanan impose upon a kid an obligation to do something if their authority stems from the Torah? No, I would say, according to those shitos, you're right. According to those shitos, if the katan didn't do what he's supposed to do with Torah Chinuch, he's not going to be in violation of the daraisa. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he wouldn't be in violation of the daraisa.
So again, Rashi says
he was
on the father.
Rashi's right. Rashi's, and that's what the Bach quotes. Over Yechayev Beluv Lachancha Midirayim.
Tosos says the
he
was actually.
Well, there's no Tosos here, but it's Tosos in Brachos. Yeah.
The he was on the son, but the rabbanit's on the father.
No. There is only a rabbinic chiyuv.
That's the rabbanan on the son.
That's right.
So Hinuch itself is completely derabbanan.
That's right. Everyone agrees with that. Upirish came kach of the tani bereisha v'huadin b'titzis v'tfilin the eno chayev el chancha midivrayim. All these things, the chiyuv is midivrayim, meaning it's rabbinic. So far, so good. Yeah, not just Rashi and Tosos. I'm saying that's the facts. I don't think that's subject to discussion. V'chein kasta b'mordechai, so if hilchos ketanos, v'karkasafti b'simin yidzayin, perusha d'hach b'raisa, d'kol masha odom chayev ba'atzmo, whatever person is going to have to do himself, chayev l'chanech esbino. In other words, let's take Rashi's approach, because the Bach seems to be going with Rashi. When I'm chayav to mechanech my son, what must I be mechanech him to do? What I'm going to have to do as a gadol. What he's going to have to do as a gadol. I have to mechanech him now to do the mitzvah the way he would have to do it when he's a gadol. You can't give your kid a lemon and tell him, listen, there's a mitzvah of esrig. Here, take this palm leaf and take a lemon. That's not the chinuch. That's not chinuch. If the kid is so young that he's not even in the parsha of the mitzvah, so there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe that's hergel, maybe that's something, but... Yeah, that's not chinuch, exactly. Not in terms of the mitzvah of chinuch. It's not chinuch, right, it's not this rabbinic chinuch. It might be that hergel that we spoke about, might be that, I'm not even sure if it's that, but it's not the mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch means at the age when the child is appropriate for this particular mitzvah, meaning he's able to do the ma'isa mitzvah, or he's able to have the necessary state of mind for the mitzvah, then you have to begin instructing him to do that mitzvah. What's that mitzvah? It's kosher minim. You need kosher minim. So the Bach says, that's what the father must do. The father must be mechanech the child to do what he himself has to do. L'chanech has been a velulav, and in a chayiv, el liyos lo shutfus im atzibor. This is what Chaim was saying. What do you have to do to be able to do the mitzvah of lulav? You have to take a lulav that you have a share in. So there are different ways to do that. Either you could get the lulav as a matana amanas lachzer. You can get the lulav in the store. Or you could have a share in the lulav of the tzibor somehow. And that's what the Bach says. He says, since you could be yotzis mitzvah, and maybe that's the only obligation that you really have, to be notel lulav, you need to be able to say it's lakachtam lachem. But there are many ways to have lakachtam lachem. You could buy it outright. You could get it as a matana. You can have some type of shutfus. But all of those give you the ability to say, it's lachem. It's yours. The cave and the dumb of you. Now he's going to say vayter. The lulav and chayiv el liyos lo shutfus imat zibor. The cave on the dumb of yikarim e efshal liyos lulav miyuchad. Chaim, you should be more excited. This is the Bach. The Bach saying what you're saying. It says that even by the lulav, sometimes it. Some, what was that? Is that the computer? Oh, there's you? No, I just heard his noise. I don't know where it's coming from. Unless it was Zach. Wasn't he? No. Yeshal Elias lulav miyuchad af lebeno. Now you can't have a lulav for yourself. This is not Tosos' answer. This is using this yisod of Tosos, right, and taking it sort of a step further. You follow? I'll say it again. Tosos, because it's necessary. Tosos is using the idea of dama of yikarim to distinguish between the use of the term oviv lo keach lo by tefillin as opposed to the other place where it's not used. The Bach is taking that idea and saying that's why what? Kol masha adam chayev ba'atzma chayev lachanech es b'no v'lulov eino chayev el elios lo shutfus imatzibor. I don't have to get him a lulav. I don't have to get him a lulav. He could just be, a shutaf in the tzibur's lulav. The cave in the dumb of yikarim, since it's very costly, e efshar lios lo lulav miyuchad af lebeno. I'm sorry. E efshar lios lo lulav miyuchad af lebeno chayav lechancho ba'osu inyan. He's saying like this. Since a lulav is so expensive, I might not even have my own lulav.
Thing more expensive than tefillin.
He's not saying that yet, not the tefillin. Just lulav. When it comes to lulav, what must I do to my son? I have to... That's right. I don't have to be mechanech the kid to have something that I'm not mechuyev to have. That's what he's saying. Since I'm not mechuyev to have my own personal lulav per se, I only have to have the ability to say it's lachem for this lulav. I only have the ability to say this lulav is mine when I take it. I'm taking my own lulav. So since lulavim are very expensive, and maybe if I live in the Vardik, I live someplace in White Russia, we can't have a lulav because they don't grow here. Right? I can't even import. It's very expensive. So we have one lulav for the whole shtad. And that's what I'm yotze. So that's all I have to do for my son. I have to tell him, Listen, Chayimu. So I will give him a share. You'll use the same lulav. You'll use the lulav also. All right, again, how are you going to work it out for the cotton? That's a technicality.
I don't know what he's changed by this. As in, so we're going to the farm, so that was to give the kid lulav and ask him. Now we're saying, so let's say he doesn't have one. So
he's saying, why doesn't it? He's essentially answering the question why the Gemara doesn't say oviv lo keach lo. Why didn't say aviv lo keach lo lulav? Why don't I have to, just like I have to give him tefillin, I have to give him a lulav. Oh, Bach says it's very simple. You're not mechuyev to have your own lulav yourself. Yeah, you have to give the kid more than you have yourself? No. The mitzvah chinuch is, tell the kid what he has to do. Show him what he has to do when he's a gadol. Oh, what you have to do when you're a gadol is you have to be part of this cooperative. You have to be part of this collective lulav.
That would still be
a lo keach lo. No. It's not lo keach lo in the sense lo keach lo generally. Because the basic, remember, the Torah's lashon is chayav liknos lo. You have to buy for him. That's the way they're understanding. That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. You're right. In order to be yotze, you have to have a stake in the lulav. You have to have a stake in the lulav. But I don't need to get you a lulav for you to be yotze. If I borrow your lulav, if you give me the lulav as a matana manas lahachzir, as a gadol, am I yotze? 100%. Right? 100%. It's mine now. However matana manas lahachzir works. That was last year's. Yeah.
So then shouldn't it be that...
One second.
Exactly.
The kol mash adam chayv ba'atzma chayv al chanech es b'no v'luv ein eno chayv el yoslo shutfa sima tzibor. It came in the domi v'karmi yash el yoslo luv miyuchad. Af lo b'no chayv al chancha ba'oso inyan. V'chein b'tzitzis. It doesn't say oviv lo keach lo tzitzis. V'chein b'tzitzis. Eno chayv el imkin yesh lo beged bas arba kanfos. You can't tell me as a father I'm mechuyev to go out and get you a beged with dal kanfos and tzitzis. Okay, today we assume that we try to go out of our way to do that. But in terms of the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Minat Torah, such that the Rabbanon are going to impose an obligation on me to be mechanech for you to do that, you can't say that because the chiyuv only comes about once you're wearing a beged of dalet kanfos, mitzvah kiyumis. How is tefillin different? The mitzvason kol hayom. Here it's open. Mitzvason kol hayom. You have to wear tefillin all day. What do I have to do for myself? I have to buy tefillin. I must acquire tefillin for myself. There's no other way for me to do the mitzvah. There is no other way to do the mitzvah. I can't borrow your tefillin. I mean, I could borrow your tefillin today because we only wear tefillin for tefillah and Kriyat Shema, and you know, for davening. So what must I do for my son? I must. If my obligation of chinuch is to do for my son or to introduce him to the mitzvah in such a way that I myself have to do the mitzvah, then I must get him tefillin. I need not get him a lulav because I don't need my own lulav. I could be yotzei lulav some other way. I need not get him a talis because really there is no chiyuv to go out and get a talis. It's only when you're wearing a talis that's bas dal kanfos. The Bach goes on, he says, Afl no, chayv likach lo tefillin lachancho. Umashma vaday de bekotin mamish ka'amar dumi de lulav atzitzis. Vafil hochi. Kevin diodea lishmar tefillin. Now he's taking it a little bit further. This goes back to yesterday's issue. Kotin mamish. Unlike who?
Kotin gudol.
Unlike the Bala Itter's big chiddush, that cotton that we're speaking about over here is cotton shehigiyach higil yud gimel shanim, and now he's able to be shomer to tefillin. But a cotton mamish would not be chayev. Remember that. Vafilu hachi kevin diodei lishmar tefillin shlo yikanis from the beis akise shlo yeshim bam shlo yafiach bam. Again, it's all three, the two Rashi's plus the Meiri. Aviv. Chayev lechancha liknos lo tefillin. Umashma vadei nami dimidimido raisa potter mitfillin. Afil yodei lishmar tefillin. Kiditani parak hashaleach. Let's say the kid is, he's a katan, but he knows how, he's very advanced, he's very careful. He knows how to control his flatulence, he knows how to stay out of the base of kisei, and he knows how to stay awake with his tefillin. Right? What would you say? Is he chayev now in Torah? No. Only then is Aviv lokeach lo tefillin. That's just the benchmark for when Aviv is lokeach lo tefillin. But still, Minat Torah is not, he's not chayiv in tefillin. You follow?
I think so. I just want
to
ask.
Yeah. Ask my separate question. And this I'd like to take up. How do you view the mitzvah of chinuch?
What do you mean?
What is, let's say the child does this mitzvah now of tefillin. He does the mitzvah of, he puts on tefillin. The father gets him tefillin as a cotton. Forget about Bala Itter. Right? The father gets him tefillin as a cotton, he puts them on. What's his kiyum? The child now has tefillin. The father got him. He's, let's just say for argument's sake, it's 11 years old, 12 years old. I mean, Lamaisa, we're choshish for the Bala Itter when it comes to this, according to the Mishnah Berurah. But let's just say, as far as the sugya seems to suggest, the child is now 12 years old. He knows how to not to fall asleep with his tefillin. He knows how to not be mefiach with his tefillin. And he knows how not to walk into the Beis HaKisei with his tefillin. Any mitzvah, I'm just... No, I want to know, when he does this mitzvah, because the Rabbanan came along and told him he has to do this mitzvah, where does the kiyum lie? There's no deraisa here. There's definitely no deraisa. Everyone agrees it's rabbinic.
This is Tosfos again.
Forget about Tosfos. No, there's nothing. We haven't discussed this yet. I'm just throwing it out there. Do you understand what I'm asking? Maybe I'm not being clear in my question.
Yeah, can you not?
Sorry. It's not you, it's me. Forget about everything else that we discussed. I'm just asking you the following question. On the son's scorecard, right, on his proverbial scorecard, when he puts on tefillin now at age 12,
does he get marked on the
where is he putting his check? Where's the check going? In what box would this check go?
The chinuch box.
What does that mean? Where is that chinuch box?
It's on the dad. It's the dad.
No, forget about the dad. I don't want to know about that. I'm not asking whether it's the dad or the son. Forget about that.
Okay. So
what?
Why is the chinuch?
It's going. There's a separate box called chinuch.
He's not
doing a ma'isa mitzvah.
He's performing.
So it's a fulfillment in what? In the mitzvah of chinuch.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but he. It's not that he's fulfilling the ma'isa of chinuch because that's not upon him.
Like I said, forget about Rashi Tosfos for just. I just want to know whoever gets to get the check on this box. I just want to know where the check is going.
Is that explaining what the child did when he did this mitzvah? When he
there's a kiyum, right? There's some rabbinic kiyum because the rabbis said you have to do something. So there's a rabbinic fulfillment here. I just want to know where is the fulfillment, in what realm?
Well, in whatever the subcategory of chinuch is.
Oh, so you want to say it's in the subcategory?
Correct. Like you can.
That's not what your friends are saying.
So I'll say subcategory. I'll say everything is in a sub because it seems like for all of the different mitzvahs that could go on a child, he has a sub. He has a. In a subcategory related to that mitzvah.
Okay, so I'd like to take this up separately, not for today. I'm just throwing it out there because we came onto it. What Yonah is saying is like this: for every mitzvah, we have this grid. We have the mitzvah. We'll call it the mitzvah d'oraisa, and then we have the next to it the mitzvah b'toras chinuch, rabbinic mitzvah of chinuch. So you have lulav, and then you have lulav chinuch. You have matzah, and then you have matzah chinuch. You have sukkah chinuch, right? Now, if the person who is being, and I'm just using this by way of illustration, I obviously don't mean anything more than that. If the person who's being graded here is a gadol, then that second column is meaningless for him, right? He's doing the mitzvah, he's not getting scored in the chinuch column. He's bar hachi in mitzvahs, he has it. His check is either going to be, he's going to get a check or an X in that first column. Right? That's it. That's the only thing that's subject to him. Forget it. I'm not saying, forgetting about that, father, son. Just let's say I'm a 12-year-old and I'm doing it. Right? Let's say a person in the low lane doesn't have a father in the picture. It's just a child doing the mitzvah. So Yonah's saying that when I did the mitzvah of tefillin as a katan, I'm getting a check where? In tefillin, but in the chinuch column. What Heshi is saying, and I think some of the other guys are saying, is that no, every time I do a mitzvah that the Torah doesn't require me to do, but I'm doing it because the rabbi said there's something called chinuch, so I'm getting a check in a big box called chinuch. There's a rabbinic mitzvah called chinuch, and every time I did matzah, or I did lulav, or I did sukkah, I'm getting a check, or a hash mark, if you will, in my chinuch box. You're only saying that every mitzvah has its own attending chinuch box. In other words, there's tefillin and tefillin prime. Yeah. Right? There's tefillin, the regular tefillin, and then there's tefillin as a katan who's required to do it with Torah's chinuch. Yeah, right, every mitzvah has that. Now, it's a kiyum within the general world of tefillin, but it's a kiyum of chinuch for tefillin. I'm saying this is a... You see the two sides or not?
I don't see the subcategory. I don't see the difference.
You don't see the difference between the two sides?
No. I understand
that. It's a basic question. The basic question is, when I eat a piece of matzah as an 11-year-old, what did I do?
Because there's no...
The Torah doesn't say I have to eat matzah. The rabbi said you have to eat matzah.
You have to say there's chinuch involved.
There's definitely chinuch involved. The question is, but where is my kiyum? Is my kiyum just in this amorphous general category called chinuch?
Okay.
The rabbinic mitzvah to do mitzvahs. There's a rabbinic obligation to do mitzvahs before you're a gadol. That's called chinuch. So every time I do that, I'm getting more points in the chinuch. Right? Or do I say no? I say no, it's not a generic mitzvah of chinuch. It's specific to this mitzvah. It's a kiyum in the world of tefillin. It's a rabbinic kiyum in tefillin.
Are you saying that...
What was the revolution of the chachamim when they instituted the Rabbanans, specifically chinuch? Did they revolutionize each mitzvah? Did they say, no, not only does this mitzvah have a biblical fulfillment when you're 13 or older, but it also has a rabbinic fulfillment as a katan? Can you say both?
Yeah.
That every time I do something with Torah chinuch, I'm getting credit for chinuch and credit for tefillin?
Perhaps. Just because I know...
Yeah, it's possible, I mean.
Just because when you're doing it for that one mitzvah... Yeah, you're doing it for that mitzvah. So yeah, of course it's in the category of that specific mitzvah. But at the same time, it's
Because you are doing the mitzvah.
Why do you have to say that? Why would you have to say it?
Because it's called hinuch tefillin or hinuch something or other. So when you do, so I think what I should say is that
when you
do.
Right. Right. So that's what it boils down to, right?
And then there's in this category of mitzvah, not the chinuch of this, and this.
No, I mean, understand what
and depending upon which way it is, you're either going to have chinuch over here or chinuch over there. I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, I'm
you want to suggest why you would say it both?
Yeah, I'm saying why you could possibly say both is inside of your big chinuch box, you have
650 mitzvahs over there.
248.
Right, 248, exactly.
Yeah. And in which case, every time you collect a check in the 248 small boxes, you also ipso facto get a check in the large box.
You want to say every time you get a check in...
You can't take away the fact that you're having chinuch in that one mitzvah.
Big time. Right.
But overall, I mean, yeah, overall you're having that chinuch in mitzvah.
Okay. No? It's possible, I hear you saying. You want to say that there's... There's a, like, what is that called?
Like a double box.
Like when you set up a, you do it over here and it also has a manifestation over there.
Yeah. Quantum entanglement.
Definitely.
Let's read a little bit more of this Bach, just a little bit of the Bach, and then, you want to say something? Or that's what you want to say? You had your, sorry.
I'm just trying.
What's that?
I'm just trying.
No, I can't be saying it's not illogical.
Right.
Just to finish out this Bach, it says Mashma Vade Namin Duraisa Potter Mitzvil and Afil Yodei Lishma Tzvilim Kedetani Perak Hashaleach. Tzvilim Mezuzah Shekasvan Katan Psulin Shenemar Kshartim Kshaftim. Remember we discussed this earlier in the year. Kol Sheyeshna Bekshira Yeshna Bekstiva. Kedekasav Rabbeinu Reish Simen Lametes El Midir Abanon Katani Dechayv Lachancho Kedepirashti. Avahu Ben Shlosha Seishana V'yom Echad. He's a Bar Mitzvah. He's a Bar Chiyuv and Mitzvahs. Who ba'atzma chayav liknos no tefillin? He has to get his own tefillin. Ki hechid chayav v'chol mitzvah sasei min ha'terah. Just like any other mitzvah, he has to do it himself. If he's 13, the father is not obligated to buy him tefillin anymore. Torah schinuch. Again, Baal Itter notwithstanding, Baal Itter seemed to say that's when the father's chayav to get him the tefillin. V'chein kasav mordechai sof halachos katanas. Dahach detani katan shekasav tefillin psun afil ha'gil ha'chinuch kamar. Kaven de leisei bikshir midaraisa ela imkain shehu ben shloshos hayshana v'had the reish parakama darachin hakol chayav mitzvilin liyisu yekaton haynu chinuch midirabanan the pirush rashi parak luv hagazal v'haynu kin pirashdi. Then he goes on here, incidentally, to bring down the shita of the Baal Iter. And it's funny, he questions the Baal Itur. He says, "Aval b'hagos Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, which we saw yesterday, heisig al abeis yosei va'omar denogu ki ha'itur ve'ein l'shanos." That's the Ramah. Right? The Ramah said, we comport ourselves like the Baal Iter and we should not deviate. V'teimuhu, the Pasuk ha'iter makom shecholkim alav kol ha'poskim. He said, how did the Ramah rally behind the Baal Iter when everyone else said, it's a crazy shita? V'mashakasa d'chein nagu, efshad d'lo nagu kein, ela ruba d'alma, sheinem yodin lishmar atzman. He says, maybe the people that follow the Baal Iter is because they don't know how to keep themselves from being Mefiach. If a kid is 13 and he can't control himself, constantly flatulating, he's not allowed to wear tefillin even if he's 13. Right? El sheyef shal atak lasakin pir tzu. But what can you do? How could you make a rule to speak to this societal problem that people just can't flatulate, prevent themselves from flatulating? But a child who's younger and he's already learning, then at that point, the father is mechuyev to get the kid tefillin to train him. The local rabba goes of the also chenir lafiyanis taiti. Because I think he says he argues on the Ramah. He says he thinks the Ramah is wrong. And again, I mean, if you look around, I venture to say that the standard practice is that most people do, practically anyway, I'm not saying they do it because they're holding the sugya, but the practice, most people are putting on tefillin before the age of 13, putting on some point before. Okay, so that's in terms of this Tosos. I think that was a good workout in terms of the Tosos.
Do we know, like, for example, what
those two questions are independent? The question of whose obligation is chinuch is one question. The question of let me put it this way: you're right. If it's the father's obligation, then this question might really be moot, because the father's not going to get. It's hard to imagine that the father gets the mitzvah of tefillin, and then he gets the mitzvah of instructing his child in tefillin, and that's part of, you know, tekim and tefillin.
Yeah.
I would say you're right. If you assume like the Tosos, or I'm saying if you assume like Rashi rather, that the mitzvah is inherently the father's, then it's just in the box of chinuch. That's true.
The big box of chinuch?
Yeah.
Why couldn't it be a box of chinuch with a subheading?
Because what's the subheading? I have to wear tefillin and I also have to train you as my son to wear tefillin?
Yes.
It just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem that would really be in the world of tefillin.
Well, whenever the father teaches the son something, then he gets a check in the chinuch box.
Right. It's hard to say that the Rabbanan came along and told me as the father, listen, not only do you have to put on tefillin, but you have to train your son in tefillin. And we're modifying that in the midst of tefillin.
But that's the lesson of the father has to do to, you know, for his son, whatever he does for himself.
Yeah, I understand. So that to me, it makes more sense that what they did was they said, you have a generic mitzvah of chinuch.
I would still go by the
yeah? Category. Okay. Yeah. Could be. All right, maybe we'll stop here. Zach, what's tomorrow? Thursday, around tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to you. Are you coming in at all over the summer?
What?
Do you plan to be in at all over the summer?
There's classes in the summer.
I mean, here at Yeshiva?
Yeah.
Definitely.
My summer's pretty open.
Your summer's pretty open?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on in July?
It's supposed to be open for July. The dorm itself is supposed to be open.
Oh, really?
June and July. Up till July 30th.
When do you...